I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Basement down by the river across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas, you are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. Here's an interesting fact about this week's podcast. Once again, I let my stylus wear out and didn't get it replaced in time for the podcast. So while I have stacks upon stacks of new vinyl to put onto the podcast, including some just random stuff I literally haven't even gotten a chance to listen to, just due to the fact that it's a nice problem to have when you have gotten so many new records you haven't had a chance to get through them all yet, but it's also kind of bad. It's a first world problem, to use the colloquialism, but yeah, so to do this week's, this current episode of the podcast, I had to dig through the hard drive and see what I could track down. There's some interesting rediscoveries, some things I'm kind of surprised I've never played on the podcast, and there's actually still a few new things as well, digital releases and whatnot. We're going to start it off with a band that every time I see live, I am bored beyond belief and can't understand how they can be so dynamic on recording and such a wash of just banal, boring noise in concert. But that being said, I really like this song. From their album Favorite Worst Nightmare, this is Arctic Monkeys with Brian Storm.
Someone to kiss, someone to kick you. There's not a name you couldn't slip through. Or at least that's the impression I get. Cause you're smooth and you're wet. And she's not aware yet, but she's yours. She'll be saying, use me. Show me the jacuzzi.
are shelved and worthless. I'm not gonna call you back when you wanna hang out. You gave up on me, so now I don't want you around. I'm giving up on you too. That's what you said you wanted. I was such a fool to give so much to someone who gave nothing. I'm not gonna be the one that tells you to settle down. You gave up on me, so now I don't need you around. I'm giving up on you too. We'll be right back.
self-titled LP. That was Be Your Own Pet with Bicycle, Bicycle, You Are My Bicycle. I'm half convinced I've played that on the podcast before, but I can't remember. And if it's a repeat, I don't care. It fit in really well with everything else. Before that, from the album Soulmate Stuff, that was Antarctico Vespucci with I'm Giving Up on You Too. That is Chris Farron from Fake Problems and Jeff Rosenstock from Bomb the Music Industry together. And you can just hear how those two bands, those two artist bands, just kind of dovetail very nicely on that track. It is available for purchase, and you can download it for free from Quote Unquote Records, as with most of Jeff Rosenstock's material. Before that, Art Brute from Bang Bang Rock and Roll did Formed a Band. Damn, that's a good song. You know, years ago, I think it was the first time I went to Chicago back in 2009, I had an opportunity. Art Brute was doing like a 5-night residency at, I think, the Metro, and my wife and I were just like, oh god, no, like it's too far to go from where we were staying, and we realized that we would have to get a taxi to come back because public transport stopped. And so, yeah, I missed seeing them, and I'm still kind of kicking myself for that. But anyhow. And before that, to start off the set, we end the show, we had Brian Storm by Arctic Monkeys from Favorite Worst Nightmare. I've written on them several times. You can find those reviews at thepitch.com. Where I talk about just basically, I don't like them as a live band, and I don't understand why people continue to go see them in concert. anyhow, back into the music. From the reissue of his album Don't Slander Me, this is the title track by Mr. Rocky Erickson.
Don't run.
the title track to their album Be Brave. That was Strange Boys. There's an excellent version of that on the Live from the Empty Bottle compilation that came out a year or two ago. It features a lot of other bands, Hunks and Punks, Duchess and the Duke. It's just really an excellent purchase, and I highly recommend getting it. The Villa 666 track is also pretty good. Ty Segall from Twins did Thank God for Sinners. Man, that is as perfect a single as ever. And the man puts out a ridiculous level of output, as I think anyone who knows his music is familiar with. But man, that song, yeah, just like everything he does has at least a couple of songs that are just mind benders. Before that, the Saints did Private Affair from Know Your Product, which is a sort of best of. And we started everything off with the title track to Rocky Erickson's Don't Slander Me. Yeah, Rocky Erickson came through town with the Black Angels, I think, at the end of March, and I didn't go. I'm not a huge fan of the Black Angels. Like, I like them enough, but I didn't want to pay the money, and I didn't want to deal with, he is one of those artists where it's like that could have either been an amazingly illuminating performance or it could have been crushing and disappointing. I've seen Merle Haggard and been blown away, and I saw George Jones and it was the most depressing thing I've ever seen. So I've opted in some cases to keep my musical heroes at arm's length just to be on the safe side. Back to the music, from The Slider, this is T-Rex with Metal Guru.
Metal Guru, is it you? Metal Guru, is it you? Why you know I'm gonna try to get metal.
Performing a song originally written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David, that was Love, doing My Little Red Book. That can be found on the Love Story 2-disc compilation that covers pretty much all of the band's output from 66 to 72. An excellent thing worth having. Actually, any Love album. I mean, like, I would definitely recommend Forever Changes, but if you want some of that earlier garagey stuff, go that up as well. Before that, Blood on the Wall from their album Lifers did Junkie Julie. They did a one-off reunion show about a week ago for Love Garden Sound's 24th anniversary show. They played with Woods and Psychic Heat and Quilt and Your Friend and a ton of other bands. It was about a seven-hour show on two stages at the Granada with food and review of the show. Yeah, it was super great to see Blood on the Wall perform again. That is a band that I did not appreciate enough when they were around, seeing them only a couple of times. But yeah, seeing them back on stage was I think more people were there to see them than they were to see Woods, who were ostensibly the headliners. And right before Blood on the Wall was Tame Impala doing Elephant from Lonerism. You know that song. If you don't know that song, then you've been living under a rock for the past year, musically. It's so good, though. Holy shit. Speaking of so good, anything off of T-Rex's The Slider is fantastic, but that opening cut, Metal Guru, is, oh, man. I love that album. I could listen to The Slider or Electric Warrior. I could listen to or Tanks. I could listen to T-Rex all day, every day, and not really get burnt out. One more set of music, and we're going to get a little dirtier. Not like filthy dirty, just fuzzier. From the compilation The Madness Invasion Volume 2, this is Round Robin with I'm the Wolfman. Baby,
Chick-fil-A. Don't let nothing pass when you're in the night. Won't know who's who if you don't know what's what. History's version makes me wonder, but got my attention on all that I witnessed. My nuclear vision is like everybody's business.
Off the Dan Auerbach produced Lockdown, that was Dr. John with Kingdom of Isness. You know, I considered playing something off the new Black Keys record, but I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, so I didn't want to just like randomly pick a single or anything. They played a lot of cuts off of it on a recent episode of All Songs Considered from NPR, and it sounds very excellent. Although, honestly, anytime I think about the unprofessionalism of this podcast or any interviews I might do, listening to that particular episode of All Songs Considered made me feel that I am not as bad as I think I am. If guys who work for NPR can be that sort of crazy and unprofessional, then I'm just fine. But yeah, like if a lot of Dr. John's stuff is kind of terrible. Let's be fair. Like a lot of that middle period stuff. But if you go back to like early records like Gree-Gree, it's mind blowing to just be like, holy shit, this guy was weird and amazing and interesting at once upon a time, and that's kind of what Dan Auerbach brought out on Lockdown, and I highly recommend getting it if you've only ever thought of Dr. John as just being sort of like this, I don't know, like a parody of just like music your weird uncle listened to. Dum Dum Girls did Always Looking from Only in Dreams. That record is fantastic. It's on Sub Pop. You should go buy it. Simple. Undefined by The Hussy from their album Weed Seizure. A couple weeks ago, just randomly out of the blue, I got a text from Bobby Hussy. They were here in Lawrence opening for The Faint down at the Bottleneck. And so I went down and surprised. I had known that The Faint was playing, but I didn't know who the openers were. It was The Hussy and Digital Leather. I saw Digital Leather. I saw The Hussy. I talked with Bobby for a little bit, and then I left. I didn't see The Faint. I've seen them twice. I knew it was going to be a good show, but Damn, it was so great to finally see The Hussy. Like, it made me so happy. Like, I've been, I've interviewed Bobby, like, two or three times. I've reviewed a lot of their records. I've texted back and forth with him. And it was just awesome to finally be able to see the band play. And they were just as good as I hoped they'd be. So, yay. Go see The Hussy if you get the chance. And we start everything off with the often comped I'm the Wolfman by Round Robin. That particular compilation I took it from is the Madness Invasion Volume 2. And that does it for this installment of the podcast. As always, if you like what we do, you can find books and movies and vinyl and cassettes and all sort of other tangible ephemera in this age digital of ours at rockstarjournalist.com, which is where this podcast is. You can find me on Twitter at Nuthouse Punks. Tell your friends with bands, record labels, zines, movie studios, etc., so on and so forth, record labels, etc., so on and so forth, to send me stuff for review and play here on the podcast. Tell your friends to download and listen to the podcast and read the site. And as always, until next time, thanks for listening.